USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted 84-13 to advance a bipartisan defense policy bill over President Trump's objection, with support for the legislation exceeding the two-thirds majority needed to override any potential veto by the president. This also gives lawmakers another week to work on a coronavirus relief package. In a rare act of bipartisanship on Capitol Hill, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri introducing an amendment to a bill that would provide direct stimulus checks to the American people.
$1,200 for individuals, $2,400 for families, $500 for every child, and as Senator Sanders rightly says, every member of this body has voted yes in favor of this relief before.
USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Convicted former movie producer Harvey Weinstein will remain in a New York prison for now after his lawyers and prosecutors agreed on Friday to postpone efforts to send him to California to face sexual assault charges. Reason being the worsening coronavirus pandemic, the judge agreeing to postpone Weinstein's extradition hearing until April 9th. A once-in-a-lifetime event is set to take place.
You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years or so, in 2020 the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, he's a Democrat, announced new coronavirus restrictions on Thursday and offered some advice for Virginians of faith and practicing their faith.
This year, we need to think about what is truly the most important thing. Is it the worship or the building? For me, God is wherever you are. You don't have to sit in the church pew for God to hear your prayers. Worship outside or worship online is still worship.
The governor also calling on faith leaders to lead the way and set an example. The governor, without proof, also blamed the spread of the virus in Virginia on congregations that he said acted carelessly in observing health precautions. A St. Louis judge dismissed Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner from the Mark and Patricia McCloskey gun case on Friday. The McCloskeys were indicted by a grand jury in October following an incident over the summer during which the two brandished firearms on their front lawns opposite a group of Black Lives Matter protesters. The judge dismissing Gardner from the case on Friday, 6 weeks after the McCloskeys called for her disqualifications. The attorneys arguing that Gardner was improperly using the case in campaign solicitations, while Gardner claims she brought up the case publicly in order to counter criticism from President Trump and allies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.